G'day, Mike here. Coming up on this episode of The Real Thing, we're taking a pit stop just off the Hume to a small town, small event. It's very sacred to the Australian trucking industry. But first, Timothy, we don't always get a chance to catch up, do we?
What are you talking about? We work together every day. I mean, we don't get to catch up with is maybe
you
our
and
listeners.
Me and the listeners.
Yes,
you know,
So now I'm getting you.
But are you good anyway?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
That's good.
And we just want to tell you that we're actually about halfway through our season at the moment, and we just want to say thank you for listening, for the support you've given us. Keep it coming, please. We really appreciate it.
We're a small experiment for the ABC, so your reviews, getting in touch via the Real Thing podcast Instagram feed, it's all appreciated. Thank you. Secondly, we'd like to say a quick hello to those people listening on the RN website or the ABC radio app.
You're good people.
Thank you. Thanks for trying us. If you like us, we'd love you to have a think about subscribing via however you get your podcasts.
The advantage of that, of course, is that you will know when our next episode drops.
And the third thing is this competition we're running. Now, it's our way of saying thank you. And it's so easy to be up for this prize. And it is an amazing prize. Mary Lunig, original artwork. Wow.
It is a bit of a strange piece of artwork. That's about the only thing we should say, Mike, is that it's actually of us. It's Mary's interpretation of the Real Thing's visit. All you need to do is send us an email with your postal address.
realthing@your.abc.net.au.
Somebody's going to win it. Everybody else will get one of our stickers.
Limited edition stickers. All right, that went well, I thought.
Yeah, sure, that's enough.
Hard run between Sydney and Melbourne yesterday.
In the really early days, this was a pretty rough old road, like it was a major highway.
There was no asphalt in the road them days.
We're talking the days before trucks came with sleeper cabs. On this particular afternoon in Tarcutta, it was raining.
Well, Tarcutta was the halfway mark.
Halfway.
Between Melbourne and Sydney.
Between Sydney and Melbourne.
Fuel up, enjoy a coffee, continue on.
It rained so much that the water started to rise. It swallowed the dirt highway.
We had a flood here.
And the trucks couldn't get through and they were bogged.
No one's old enough to have actually been there, but they all remember.
What they call the Tarcutta Bog.
The whole town came out to help the truckies.
And everyone was got treated like family. Fed us and looked after us and their week of 10 days here. Never since then, Tarcutta's always looked after us.
And that history's never been forgotten.
All the old guys told us as we grew up, the halfway and the home of truckies, Tarcutta.
Today, there's another thunderstorm on its way to Tarcutta.
I'll just hang 2 minutes to see whether this goes over, because obviously a man's not listening to it.
Every year in October, the trucking industry gathers in this tiny town. It's a town so small, they call it a village. They come to honour people from the road transport industry who've died. On this episode of The Real Thing, we're attending the memorial. Come with us as we take this off-ramp down the old highway. But you better put an umbrella up. Looks like it's about to bucket down.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think we'll start because it doesn't look like it's going to get any better.
The weather hasn't treated us too good. I'm pretty cranky with the man up there that he hasn't looked after us.
As the halfway point between two major cities, Tarcutta is still an important part of the road transport industry.
Nowadays, it's a major change station. Like, trucks come out of Melbourne, they change here at Tarcutta and go back to Melbourne. So drivers end up back in their own beds.
This is Doug McMillan. He's the chair of the Truck Drivers Memorial. What Doug's explaining is that in the middle of the night in sleepy little Tarcutta, truckies show up and trade trailers. As a truckie who's made it through years in the industry, he says it's a privilege to help run the event.
I've got a lot of mates that's on this wall. I'm probably one of the fortunate ones that are still walking around. I'd say more than half of my mates have been killed in the industry or died of, you know, heart attacks or cancers, you know.
He's been through many losses, but still.
This is a great industry. If I had my time over again, I'd do it all again. So.
The memorial's been running over 20 years now. Slim Dusty was a patron. You got a problem with Slim Dusty?
anyone that's in trucking and doesn't like Slim Dusty is probably not in trucking.
Doug told us when he first took over, the event was infested with politicians.
We used to have the federal minister, state minister and the councils come and all stand up on the stage and all carry on about how they've put so much money into roads and, you know, you people still kill yourselves and they can't understand it.
Doug put a stop to that real quick. He stopped inviting them.
You had the minister ring up and say, we haven't got an invite this year. Well, no, you haven't. I haven't got a speaking spot. Well, no, you haven't.
Doug McMillan, distinguished guest, ladies and gentlemen.
Nowadays, one local councillor from Wagga is invited, but it's on the truckies' terms. And that's because the memorial's not for announcements. It's not for attention either.
Thank you. And now, families and friends, if you want to put flowers on the wall, thank you. Move forward. I've been on this stage now for 10 or 11 years. And I say each year, it'll be easier this year. And we call the families up to lay their flowers. It still puts a lump in my throat. I need the 2 or 3 minutes to actually console myself to get back to running the service. And it is very touching, very moving. So
we are an industry that has unresolved grief.
It's part of the road transport industry.
No one heard of me.
As you walk over from the car park, there's an older woman working busily in front of the CWA hall. She's behind one of those pop-up card tables.
Take whichever flowers you like. They're all free.
Faye's giving away flowers from her garden to put on the memorial wall.
My name is Faye Belling. I live just 8 km from the village here.
They should last fairly well with the little cactus.
Very much.
Appreciate.
Faye knows what these people are going through today. She's been there herself. In February 1979, she lost her son, John. He was 26.
He was actually working at home on the farm with us, but there was not enough income, so he decided he would go driving the truck, and a telecom truck got out of control, and the trailer jackknifed exact right on the top of his cabin, and he was killed instantly.
Faye's never got over it. She's just learnt to live with it. Her son, John, his name's on the wall.
It's more or less like a farewell, I suppose, a funeral or something, you know.
We come together in this garden to remember the lives of drivers who we knew and loved.
Where we are right now.
Okay, so my name's Ruth Oakton.
Ruth Oakton is a senior chaplain for the toll group.
As the transport company, we are heavily invested in the safety and the well-being of drivers. I've helped people move house. I've picked up kids from school, taken dogs to the vets, done an awful lot of knitting for people. This is sounding really mundane, isn't it?
The mundane days are actually the better ones for Ruth. As the truckies chaplain, there are dark times.
When it all goes wrong, we do our share of funerals.
We're standing by the wall. It's where over 1,000 names are inscribed. It's just simple brick.
So it's a beautiful mixture of Australian oranges, and so it's got that dust sort of colour. It's curved, so it looks like the curving of the road, and it moves your eye forward as you walk along it, and I think that's very, very cleverly done. It's reminiscent of being a memorial to people who spend their lives on the road.
The footpath that runs alongside it has a white broken line painted on the ground.
It's funny that we talk about the wall when it's really a garden. So it's a place of renewal and life, isn't it? But we do talk about the wall at Takata. And I don't know if that's because it's a holdover from when it was just a wall of photographs at the service station.
It's important to note the names are not only people who've been killed on the roads. Anyone who's contributed to trucking, who's died, can have their name recognised.
When you think about the number of drivers on the road, the number of professional, experienced, skilled drivers there are on the road, and then the relatively small number of names on the wall is actually an example of the safety of Australian drivers.
Oh, the radio tells me it's raining, but that I can see for myself. And they tell me a cyclone is coming. Oh, I surely could do with some help.
As we talk to sons of truckies gathered near the memorial, there's some common experience.
My name is David Smith from Eden.
Charlie Thompson from Cowra.
My father,
Chris Davis.
John Scalina.
Jason Mason, my father went on the wall today. Ted was his nickname.
Smiley Face.
He's also known as Gandy. Passed away last year, so.
Being a truckie's son, you rarely saw Dad.
Missing out on their kids growing up and all that kind of stuff.
I myself was only pretty young when he died.
That's the way it goes. I run a transport company now myself.
I just come from a truck driving family. I think it just comes natural. You learn to accept it.
Ever since it started, I've been coming.
It's something you've got to accept.
Pretty sad.
Yep, haven't missed one since he's been on the wall.
One of them days, it's closure for me mum. They've been coming up to Tarkata for 13 years. This is the first year without him, so yeah, it was a bit emotional day. So,
an average bloke just doing his job and getting home to support his family, you know. But I'm pretty proud to know that Dad's there and, you know, he did what he did for us.
So many of these blokes followed in their dad's footsteps. They became truckies themselves. It may have been choice or just survival by what they knew from their old man, but trucking had got into the blood. Being part of road transport involves everyone in the family.
It's good they still have. We were driving up. You know, is it still going to be on? Is it being cancelled? But the guys have to go on the road no matter what, so it was good they still kept it going. That's what I said to the kids on the way up. They didn't want to come. I said, well, Dad didn't want to go to work either, so we have to still go. Yeah.
At this point, we're supposed to release the doves, but the weather being as it is, we've been advised that the doves can't fly, so they've got to stay in their cage. So we'll now move on to the lane of the roof.
I just get so emotional when I come to Tarkata because the whole community gets behind what we do here. That's what it's all about, community.
Liz Martin runs the National Road Transport Hall of Fame in Alice Springs.
Okay, how come it's in Alice Springs?
Because that's where I live.
Liz makes the long trip down from the NT. She got involved in the memorial about 15 years ago after her brother died.
He was struck by lightning when he was loading his truck. And it was just struck me that there were so many people that didn't have somewhere tangible they could go. Because while they might live in one remote location, the accident occurred elsewhere. Their driving mates were people that they didn't have any relationship with because they'd met them on the road in other states. And this gives a place where everybody can come together and everybody can support each other. The kids can come and put flowers on Dad's brick, and the mothers can come and say goodbye to their sons again. And it's just something that's physically tangible that they don't have and can't do in their own local communities because people don't get it. If you're not in the industry, you don't get it.
You don't get it unless you've been part of the industry. It's certainly not the only job with tough conditions, but trucking is isolating, away from home, on a deadline. It's hard on families.
A truck driver, you know, has a row with his kid, gets in his truck, and he might not see him for days, and all he's got is the time to think about that.
And many around trucking feel most comfortable with those who do get it, especially when it comes to grief. Liz told us she rarely talks about the loss of her brother.
It's sort of something that you don't really sort of talk out about there, because it's a really hard thing to portray to people that haven't actually been caught up in the same circumstance. And that's what's really good about Tarkata, is because everybody knows, even without you telling your story. Irrespective of where you are in your grief, in your journey of grief, there's something here in Tarkata for you. You can talk about it, or you can sit on the sidelines and watch for a few years, as a lot of people do.
I've been involved in many instances of trauma.
We know that every product on every shelf in this lucky country represents the hard work, the loneliness, the sacrifice that our drivers and their families make.
The chair of the memorial, Doug McMillan, says no matter what time of day or night you're driving through, there'll be someone looking for their mate on the wall.
It has a light that goes all the time. It's a sacred place for the transport industry. So if you think about Anzac Day for soldiers, this is our Anzac Day for transport.
Doug makes this Anzac link. Others did too. Ruth draws the connection through sacrifice and service.
The Anzac myth and legend and the truck driver myth and legend, there are very many similarities. The truck drivers go and they leave the safety of their home and they go out to serve other people.
I salute the drivers who are commemorated on this memorial. I salute you for coming to commemorate their
being here, it does feel a lot like an Anzac service. They pull out all the stops, bagpipes, doves, flags at half-mast. This all reflects an industry with unresolvable grief, who see trucking as more than a career choice. But just as Doug drew a line with the politicians getting up at the ceremony, the truck drivers' memorials had its own experience with a line being drawn.
We used to have an army bugler, and a few years ago, the bugler let us down. Luckily, we had a recording, so but that got us out of trouble. So I ring the commander of the Wagga base, who was supposed to, he said, that'll all happen. He said, we'll make it happen next year. And fine, next year comes around. So I start ringing him up, and another commander came in, and he said, look, I don't know that we can do that. And he said, you know, it's not part of the army. And I said, hang on a minute. I said, I believe Anzac Day to you guys is very important. This day for us is equally as important. And I said, you don't see yourself fit to supply a bugler. And he said, well, no.
When I was thinking of what to say today, I thought of all the drivers I'm privileged to know, sort of my nephew who's on the wall, the friends that I've buried this last year, their families, the people that I've worked with in both happy and in sad times. I thought, what can I say that sums up the life that you've chosen, the gifts that you leave your kids, and the burden that you share with your partners? What can I say that honours the sacrifice made by those who we mourn today? And I realised, in fact, that there's very little that I can say that sums it up any better than Slim Dusty. And so, with respect, I offer you some of the words of the truckie's last will and testament. I, John Astral Truckie, being of unsound mind and bump-bruised body, do hereby make my last will and testament and bequeath my truck to the finance company, who'll end up with it anyway. To my wife, I leave all the loving she can stand, and I apologise for not being home more often. I also apologise for being so tired when I was home, for wanting to go to bed early when she wanted to go out. You know, old girl, there was a pretty good reason for this. I really didn't get as much sleep on the road as you imagine. Not really. A lot of the time, I was just too damn tired. To my children, I leave all the wisdom most of us truckies never had. To all good, clean, honest truck stops, I leave the windscreen of my old truck as a shining example of their handiwork and faithfulness in helping me get to where I was going safely. To honest, fair lawmen, I leave a waving hand in memory of their tolerance and understanding. To all other lawmen, I leave a waving hand, but a slightly different finger and wrist action. To my wife also, I leave a map of Australia, so she can discover that it really does take a day or two to cross just 2 inches of the Northern Territory, because this is a bloody big country. Last but not least, I leave to the Government of Australia the firm hope that some leader, some lawmaker, somewhere will have the courage, honesty, and foresight to get his act together and pass some legislation to ensure further rights for truckies everywhere. And being of unsound mind and worn out body, I leave my last $7 to Truck and Bus magazine so my wife can read it and remember what a bloody good truckie she was married to, and maybe to miss me for another year.
The Australian Truck Drivers Memorial is on this year, on the 29th of October. Thanks a lot for coming with us today.
I'm Timothy Nicastri.
I'm Mike Williams.
And I'm Gab Burke from the J-Files, Double J's music history show, where we fan out on all your favourite artists. And that's the end of episode 6 of The Real Thing.